Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
Stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you. And I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face. Losing control, yeah.
Tech line is fired up today.
What a beautiful voice he's got.
Sorry, 141 here in Kirkwood, Missouri. Thanks for hanging out with everybody. This is Hardline. TJ Moe, Cam Jansen, John Hadley, Matt Rocky. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. See if Big Al is still trying to tell us about Hockey Bob's girlfriend.
You there?
All right, Big Al.
Big Al.
Look, this is the first call I've ever looked forward to. You better call back.
He must be busy. Oh, he called me 15 times. I'm going to answer when I'm on the radio, Big Al.
Put me on.
Why did I give him my number?
I can't just put you on.
He'll call back.
Cam, 855-282-8255. Tell me what's going on.
Wow, I totally underestimated him.
Nice picture of Lake of the Ozarks. Sam, missed you over the holiday weekend, but come back down. Still listen to the app. At the Lake of the Ozarks, pretty
thank
cool.
You,
so, oh, do we
you.
Got him? We got a bunch more.
Big Al, hey, can you turn him up though? Because I can't hear. And John's taking the only headphones. And
I got some.
Big Al,
I got some for you.
Hello.
Yeah, you're there.
TJ, can you hear me?
Yeah, he can hear you. I just gave him headphones, but
shut
he's
up, TJ.
Reluctant to put them on.
Shut up, TJ. Anyway, no, Bob's got a good girl. She needed a ride. I called Bob and said, hey. Got a friend that needs a ride, and next thing you know, there they are. So they're a good couple, and it stops me from having to take them to the hockey game all the time. I'm glad of it.
Wait, so how do you know this girl, and was this like your side girl before?
Ooh.
I mean, is this like leftovers?
Jeez. TJ, but you'll have one of those in about 5 years. Anyway.
You want to bet on that, but Hockey anyway, Bob?
So I made it.
I'll bet that everything I have that I thought that would happen.
It was a friend. It was not a best friend with benefit situation. No, TJ.
That must have been really difficult for her just to be your friend like that.
No. It's a group setting, you idiot.
I bet it is.
Ooh, tell us more. What do you mean by a group setting exactly, yeah. Big Al?
Well, we're a bunch of friends. Kate's my friend.
That's Kate's it. I gotta make a phone call.
I'm pretty sure he just said Kate was at a key party.
What?
No, I
was that last
Travis's
weekend.
Travis's wife loves me. Travis's dad's wife loves me. Reed Lowe's wife wishes I
listen. Was... listen, Big Al. We don't need to know about your sex life, all right, buddy?
And we won't bring. Never mind.
Big Al, tell us something interesting, or else we got to hang up.
You got 15 seconds.
My wife could kill for 15 more seconds. I just threw that out.
Big Al, thank you,
thank you for everything.
Thanks for calling. All right.
That
Cam,
was really cute.
I didn't need these headphones.
No, you
all.
Didn't. No, you didn't. Catfish chimes in. I heard the Chinese American handbook added Hadley to their update. Hadley now means no serve all you can eat buffet.
Really?
Peter Fitzenwell chimes in and goes, Hockey Bob, get real. Your purpose is to drive Cam around. Very true. Valley Park Viper. Ha, I am lazy. Radio silence. You're an idiot, Johnny boy. Come down to the Bobby's place out here in the valley. I'll buy you a double shot of bleach. He's over at Bobby's place. Nice little joint
and
right
and
there,
and that was kind of generous. Double
we
shot.
We did some remote.
You know what I mean?
Like, well, you could fall off the wagon.
One shot could kill you, but he was going with two just to make sure.
Yeah, dude.
You think two shots of bleach are going to do me in?
No way in hell. Shh,
please.
I think so.
You must be really sick. You must be really sick.
Two shots of bleach is just going to clean out a disease that's mm-hmm. 5 gallon exactly.
Might clean you up down there.
Exactly. That.
It's like taking Zithromax.
Eliminate some of the issues with my lungs from smoking.
I think we talked about this on this show that I was watching one of those Michael Jackson things. You weren't here last week. The whole autopsy stuff and how freaking crazy weird that cat is. That he... Like the bleached skin. Yeah, it was. Thank you. And all that. I mean, did you know he was bald?
So I came all the way down here to learn about Michael Jackson.
We already talked
listen
about
to Hockey Bob hook up in a threesome with.
I'm not done with these texts.
With Big Al.
Yeah, hook up. Like, I'm grossed out. I don't want to talk
about
Michael Jackson.
You are on the millennial terms, though. Hook up is a millennial term.
Yeah, it is. They made it in the dictionary, too.
Yep.
It's one word.
Again, it's just.
Listen to Larry Thompson. Hadley, just because you're embarrassed of her doesn't mean you should try to pass Wanda off on the Hockey Bob. Is that what you did?
No, let me tell you something.
Look, you know you love her still.
Buddy, Buddy, let me tell you something right now.
She almost eats as much as you do.
I had to wear a hard hat and pack a breakfast and a lunch with Wanda. She came to play. Hockey Bob, no chance.
No way in hell.
No way.
No. No. Might get smothered.
Wanda has game.
Yes, I'm sure
she does.
She's
a little large.
She's a little large.
But she has game.
Hey. They need love too, man. Hey, Valley Park Viper chimes in. John, do you get a discount at Kirkwood Brew House, or do you just dine and dash? Well, a little bit of both. 636 Cam, 29 days until opening night. Thank God. Screw the NFL and Nike. On and on and on and on. Gino chimes in. John, what's the difference in saying fave or favorite, and you're saying app all the time for appetizers?
It's a very good application. You do say app.
Hey, you do, man. You millennial. I think you're turning into one.
Wow.
You're turning into the beast that you chirp all the time.
Who said that?
Gino Ogic.
Gino, the time has come.
Gino doesn't mess
you
around.
You've earned yourself a free meal.
Boom.
By pointing out my discrepancy and my inability to live up to my word, to ban.
Wow.
And what do you call it when you kick people out of the country?
Deport.
Deport yep. All millennials.
Whoa. Yes. I got more here, John.
Yes. So, Gino, you want to come to the Kirkwood Brew House next week and have lunch? You just contact one of these
Boom.
Boys, Rocchio. You let me know what date, and
That's
I'm buying
cool,
you lunch
John.
For stepping up to
well,
the plate
you're dine and
dash. Being Gino.
Peter Fitzenrode says, why does Big Al sound sober? Well, he's not. Sure you that.
Well,
Hipster
you
chimes in. Cam, you gave Big Al your phone number. Do you also hand it out to telemarketers and Jehovah's Witnesses?
That's true.
I mean, can I tell you?
Remember, were you there when I did that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I looked at you right afterwards. I'm like, that was a mistake.
By the way.
It didn't stop me. I do it all the time. Mostly to men, TJ. Mostly to men.
Yep.
Talking about witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm. The Jehovah Witnesses?
Well, I find Jehovah
Witnesses.
I always
give them water, John, when they come to my door.
I always find them to be interesting to speak with.
I sit there and I talk to them for 20 minutes, and I give them water, and I let them pet my cat once in a while.
Because the funny thing is, if you talk to the middle-aged, the older guys, they actually bring something to the table. I don't necessarily agree with things.
No, but I'll listen
to
them.
The younger people still like sort of scuffling through.
Well, the millennials.
You know, because the whole part, one of the things that Jehovah Witnesses is that the world would basically be purified and be just a perfect place at some point in time. You know, so I'll ask him a question. Yeah, so the Arabs and the Jews.
Yeah, they fighting for 1,000 years.
You know, the Shiites and
the Sunnis.
Yeah. And the Palestinians and on and on.
They love each other.
It's not even a country against country.
No, man.
It's individuals against individuals and groups.
Thousands of years.
And, you know, they just sit there like
individuals.
Yeah. It's in the dictionary.
Indigivals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Joe, of course, chimes in.
My point is this.
Okay.
My point is this. Watch them try to answer that question. Now that TJ mocks me and makes fun of me,
that's how the
maybe it's because of the fact they didn't quite understand the question. Now that I think about it,
he probably didn't, dude. Engine chimes in and goes, "Guys, I'd call him, but I don't think it's legal to say Hadley sucks donkey blank on the air."
Who says that?
Well, I
was Engine Joe. He doesn't mess around either.
Hold on.
He's usually more sexual than that.
Is he trying to be a millennial puke by shortening his name?
I believe he is. No, I just shortened his name because I'm a millennial puke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Hey, Tua Tagovailoa.
Guy, we got more. We got more over here.
It's 4-1 to win the Heisman now. From 15-2, John.
I mean, if you look at opening day, Bryce Love, very pedestrian. Jake Browning.
Bryce Love dropped from 13-2 down to 12-1.
Jake Browning did nothing to help his cause,
Jake
by
Browning.
Any means.
I didn't even see him on the top of the.
Who at Ohio State stood out?
Yeah, Dwayne
Shea
Haskins.
Shea Patterson didn't help himself.
They look like they're trying to keep Khalil Tate in the box a little bit this year. So
that
Khalil
was
Tate,
another
he
guy.
Wow, he didn't
Jake
show
Browning
out.
Dropped in half, 25-1 down to 50-1.
Yeah, good. Khalil Tate did absolutely nothing. It'll be real curious to see him go in against Houston this week. Big old Ed Oliver chasing him around.
Interesting one here, John. Trace McSorley, who almost lost to App State, that's Appalachian State, not appetizer or application. Appalachian, those are mountains.
I know all about mountain, my friend.
Yeah, you do.
Dropped from 12-1 and has even better odds now at 9-1.
Well, the comeback, obviously people saw the comeback. They didn't see the pedestrian and poor play for the better part of three quarters on his part.
Mackenzie Milton. 35-1 down to 11-1.
Well, Mackenzie Milton stood out like a man.
Yeah, he was.
The problem is, still nobody gives him any love. We talked about that before the season. I was shocked that people weren't giving. My biggest question is, where's Drew Locke right now?
Drew Locke has improved odds, actually. He started the year 45-1 down to 35-1.
I tell you what, right now, I love this time of year, Cam.
I hear you.
Hockey season starting, college football. You know, they've gone through their first week or their first month of play. NFL's getting into gear. Major League Baseball playoffs beginning.
Seasons changing. It's not hot out anymore besides today. We're all black again because I'm a weirdo.
Yep.
But yeah, no, man, it's put you in a good mood. I love Halloween, John. I love it, baby.
Unbelievable.
Love it.
Unbelievable.
It's good stuff,
what
John.
A great time of year.
It's a great time.
Yeah, I mean,
favorite.
We didn't even talk Cardinals baseball yesterday. There's so much stuff going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Will Greer up to 5-1. And he put on a show there at Tennessee.
Will Greer had a game.
Mm-hmm.
He had a game. There's no doubt. In fact, if you had to pick a weekly Heisman Trophy winner, I think it'd be very safe to say that Will Greer should have been handed that trophy.
I think that's true. I think we do things by the day, because for Thursday, Rondale Moore won the Heisman. And then I don't remember who played Friday. But then, yes, Will Greer was your Saturday winner. And
Let me tell you something. That little teeny outside linebacker for Virginia Tech.
He's sticking cats.
Did that man step up or what?
He's sticking cats.
You didn't watch that game, did you?
Oh, yeah, I did. And, in fact, I sort of called it. I didn't call
What's his name? Lamb something. Find out his name.
I know this. Your boy that we both agreed, Atkins, that's the name, or Akers?
Yeah.
Cam Akers, had 83 yards, including an 85-yard run. Think about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
He did nothing. And by the way, they didn't score on his 85-yard run on that drive.
Hold on, though. Again, running backs, it's like anything else. Quarterbacks, coaches get too much credit.
Mm-hmm.
Running backs get too much credit. Offensive lines get too little credit, except
left tackle
when they fail to do their job. And Florida State's offensive line looked pathetic in that game. Looked pathetic.
So I'm wondering.
When you're getting a running back that's basically turning sideways as he approaches the line of scrimmage, not to make a cut or movement having passed the line of scrimmage, but just to be able to hit a hole to gain 2 yards to be tackled.
To get the handoff.
Mm. Right.
Yes. I saw Bruce Feldman tweeting out, and I've been on a bit of a tweet streak, so normally I can find things faster than I am right now. But
I saw him this weekend. You want to talk about a cat who is in the know? A cat that works hard, Bruce. Oh, Khalil Ladler.
Ladler. Yeah.
Number you want to watch a tough young kid play? This guy's 5'11", 192, basically playing as an outside backer.
Really?
5'11", 192, and he was moving, grooving, popping, and sticking, man.
I like that, John.
Here's a Bruce Feldman tweet. He said, Cam
That'd
Akers.
Be a good name for a porno.
Say that again.
Moving, grooving, popping, sticking.
Yeah, baby.
I don't get it.
Or a podcast.
Cam Akers is one of the most talented running backs in the country. Tonight, Virginia Tech, with only 4 returning starters back on D, have held him to only 2 yards on 10 carries. Obviously, this was early in the game. He said, how great is Bud Foster? So, yeah, I think Virginia Tech's defense is good. But I also think this is a serious indictment on Willie Taggart and his run scheme.
No question.
Like, you're Florida State. You have better athletes in a down year than, I don't know, all but 20 teams maybe all the time. Maybe 20, because they're probably a top 15 program. So you always have better athletes than virtually. I would still argue, even after that beating, that they have better athletes on the field than Virginia Tech. And when that type of thing is happening, that is a serious indictment on Willie Taggart.
You want to see another typical millennial thing?
Yes.
As I'm responding to your... Look at this email I get from this kid, who, by the way, is a very good hard worker, but this is the crap I have to deal with in working with millennials, even on the West Coast.
You going to read it?
Yes.
No, I don't want to embarrass the kid.
Well, we don't have to read his name.
Huh?
We don't have to read his name.
Okay, go ahead.
Also, should I leave abbreviated schools as their abbreviation or write out their full names? For example, SMU or Southern Methodist University?
At least he asked a question.
SM would be alphabetically higher than SO.
Oh, yeah, never mind. At least he's asking questions. I mean, at least he's thinking about things. Whatever, it's confusing as all hell. But at least his mind's churning a little bit, John.
Yeah, I mean, Eric wouldn't have asked that question.
You got to get used to this kind of stuff, man. At least he's
a
hard working
cat.
Eric
doesn't have time for questions. He always got to go somewhere.
Eric would have heard that if he'd listened to the show.
Oh, man.
K, Can't come in early. Can't stay late.
Yeah. Actually, can't be there at all.
You know, that lunch special at the Denny's is over with in 15 minutes.
John. You got to get used to the millennials, John. Let me read a couple of these bad boys. Bob Movement Bandit goes, John, just because these words are added to the dictionary doesn't mean you have to use them. An example is the use of words exercise and salad. Although you do eat salad over there after you eat about 15 appetizers.
Hold on. You said exercise.
Exercise and salad. Like, you don't have to use those words.
That's very strong.
That, this, that could have been
who was that?
That was Bob Movement Bandit. He's a good catch.
We'll see. That, again, that there helps me believe that there is hope for this world.
There is.
Because there's one guy who gave a little thought.
To a little. Now you're kind of thinking a little bit differently. Yeah, so this cat that just emailed you, just maybe let him go a little bit. He's a hard-working dude, you know?
Cam, the executive producer from TMZ just liked one of my tweets. That's typically not good news, right?
Probably not.
Right. No, it's not good news. What did you tweet?
I was tweeting about, what was it? It was Nate Boyer. Remember the guy that talked to Kaepernick? He tweeted out, some are offended, some aren't. It's really simple to push roughly 20 million veterans into one side or the other of the anthem debate because you know a vet who feels a certain way is just stupid. We're as diverse and sometimes just as stupid as any other American microcosm. And I just retweeted, said, totally right here, both sides making wild generalities about the position of many. It's okay to feel whichever way you want without using someone else to justify your feeling. Just explain why it is no less valid without using the generalized military position to justify.
So my question is,
why is he
retweeting that because response or because he hadn't seen the Boyer thing and he was sending the Boyer thing out?
I don't know either. Either way, it's from TMZ, so it can't be beneficial. It can only be negative.
But you see how good things happen? Ever since you were married and got deflowered, you see how people are starting to pay attention to you?
That's true. I've not been deflowered.
My God almighty. Only TJ would get deflowered, eh? Deflowered.
I don't even know what that means.
Oh, my God.
I still don't know.
Usually girls get deflowered, but whatever.
I don't get it, and I don't want to know.
If it didn't hurt, you're good.
Have you guys seen all these?
Good Lord.
These have been really funny. I've tweeted some of these out, but they're basically the little memes that are trying to make fun of the Colin Kaepernick, like, believe in something.
Yeah, there's a couple good ones.
There are some really funny ones.
The Jay Cutler one?
My favorite one so far is that it's a picture of Jay Cutler on the football field with a cigarette hanging out of his mouth.
That's Doobie.
Okay, Doobie, thank you. Mm-hmm. It says, don't care, even if it means not caring about anything. Just do it, or don't. I don't care.
That was my motto yesterday. I don't care what he does.
Then there's one from Ed Orgeron. It's like, believe in something, even if it means... Go Tigers.
Go Tigers. I can tell you this much, boys. This has been a nonstop discussion. I'm telling you, Nike brilliantly
mm-hmm.
used Kaepernick. The funny thing is, you have all these self-righteous liberals who think that somehow, some way, the world's all against them and that Colin Kaepernick seriously sacrificed. You know what Colin Kaepernick sacrificed? A year or two because he was basically done.
Mm-hmm.
And he sucked.
He's making good money by
themselves,
so, too.
But here's the fact of the matter. Here, Nike used and abused him, and these people don't even realize it.
Mm-hmm.
They got him to do something for one reason and one reason only. To be on the front page. To be a focal point. And you know what it's cost them?
Nothing.
Like a buck and a half off their stock.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that'll probably rebound, too.
Yesterday, it was back up today.
Yeah.
It's still near its all-time high. You know, it's just
Nike
brilliantly toyed with the mindset of an entire nation and abused and used an athlete for their own good. So somehow, some way, they made a great social statement. No. They pulled off one of the great
business
PR coups in the last 20
business
years. It's phenomenal.
I hear you.
It still very well could backfire.
It hasn't up to this point.
Right. Now, a buck and a half off their stock is still like $2.5 billion. So because they're so big. But what you're going to find out is...
Donald Trump tweet will make a stock fall that much.
That's true. But Donald Trump has a lot of power out of his Twitter account there. The NFL, if they could go back, would completely disassociate themselves from Colin Kaepernick. I think Nike at some point may look at it the same way.
Oh, well, no, because the difference is the difference is Colin Kaepernick is a guest at Chateau Nike. Kaepernick was family in the NFL. You can't separate yourself from family. You can disassociate yourself. You can't separate yourself. Nike will in time separate themselves from Colin Kaepernick and find someone else to take over as the face.
Yeah,
I think there is a point, man.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I do think that's fair. I do think at some point they would.
I have no idea where the hell
I know. Clay Travis tweeted out earlier. I thought.
Somebody must have said that, and I'm just repeating it.
That was great.
That was worrying.
You're making sense today, John. You are.
And that's scary. Back to you, TJ.
No, I think that is a good point. But I would say at some point they will regret having let him stay in the guest house. Because sometimes, like, you still can light somebody's house on fire from the guest house. It's not that fun.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, right now, take Wanda's box of Twinkies away and watch what happens. That girl, Cam, telling you, it's almost like she couldn't wait for it to be over before
she
went.
Is she a girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's a girl?
Yeah. But dude, have you ever seen a woman go grab a couple Twinkies and then pour some Jack in a red cup?
No, but I did see on Barstool Sports that some chick at a ball game took her chicken fingers and dumped it in a Coke. Did you see that? It was a Coke.
But
what is she doing?
There's supposedly a reason.
Sugar
and the salt. If it's like a real salty.
She's doing it in front of her kids, and people are like, whoa.
How dare she?
Although I will say this much in all seriousness.
You've done that before.
No, I haven't done that.
Well, you're going to try.
But I did dip something in Kool-Aid one time. I can't remember what it was. Maybe it was a joint. But what I'm saying is...
How'd that go?
So... But
it didn't.
Of all this thing, I was watching this stuff with the Kavanaugh hearings yesterday.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Probably the most intriguing thing that I heard come out of this when they were discussing various aspects of his life is that he put ketchup on spaghetti. That right there is a tad disturbing.
I'm off the DC. This cannot stand. This will not stand. There will not be a man.
A tomato paste on spaghetti?
There will not be a man who spends a lifetime appointment putting ketchup on his spaghetti. This is unbelievable.
Right. You would not like him because
of something. Have you ever seen anybody do that?
Chicken finger and soda is weird.
Cam, it makes me question whether or not he's got 15 bodies buried somewhere.
Have you ever?
He put ketchup on his spaghetti.
That's a millennial comment right there, John. Help me with that.
Well, the fact is, though, I'm just asking you. Outside of Russia and North Korea, have you ever seen anybody put ketchup on spaghetti?
This is
maybe in Canada.
I don't say
they put it on their no. Their, you know they put they, ketchup chips,
and they put mayonnaise on everything.
They do.
I did that when I was five.
And they're mature. What are we going to do? They're still good people.
But in all seriousness, though, this Kaepernick thing, I'm telling you, boys, one of the all-time most brilliant moves I've ever seen in my life. I'm thinking I'm agreeing with you on this,
John. Can I read a text?
No.
Cam Akers is from around my neck of the woods in Mississippi. He played quarterback as a senior in Clinton, but was always a running back. The kid has tools and will be fine. Hat line to get it together. Vic from Mississippi.
Yeah. Vic from Mississippi. Number one, Clinton is a big-time power down there in the state. And number two, I agree, Cam Akers is legit. He's really good. I think TJ made a very legit point, not only about the state of the Florida State program, but Taggart as a head coach. Let's not forget, if I'm not mistaken, was it SI that did that poll on who were the most overrated coaches in the country?
Yep.
And Willie Taggart was number one on that list.
Yep, that's right.
If you recall.
That's right.
And you want to talk about mano a mano coaching? I guarantee you, man for man, Virginia Tech does not have better players than Florida State.
No,
I guarantee it.
Not a chance.
It was at Florida State, better players. Who was better, or which team was better prepared?
Right.
Wasn't even close.
No. And Justin Fuente, we know Justin Fuente is a good coach. He did it at Memphis. He's done it already.
This dude wins this year at Virginia Tech with the massive rebuilding project he has going on there. He's on the verge of writing his next ticket. He's on the verge of becoming a top 10 guy who
is
going to be.
Would you be surprised if he's at Texas in 2 years?
No.
I wouldn't either, because I'm not so sure Tom Herman's going to make it.
No, I wouldn't. But see, I'm legitimately, would I be surprised if he was at LSU? No. Would I be surprised if 3 years from now he was at Alabama? No.
You think Urban Meyer is at Ohio State next year?
No, I think Bobby Stoops is.
I'm with you kind of there. And I think that's the only job Stoops will come out of retirement for. Seriously, I don't think there's another one. You leave Oklahoma, where are you going?
You could be right. It is interesting, though, that, and it says a lot, I mean, if Barry Odom can just continue to get this program moving in the right direction with his ties to Fuentes and to Pink, let me tell you something right now. I don't know how you Fuentes. So, I'm telling you, look at that staff that he had in Memphis.
Oh, yeah.
That cat had a hell of a coach. People were wondering how Memphis suddenly rose up the ranks. That was a hell of a coaching staff that
cat
had.
And after watching them in that bowl game, I'd take them in a fight against most teams, too. That Memphis team could swing.
Oh, yeah.
Who'd they play? Who was that?
None of your damn business.
You don't remember.
Sit down.
Somebody in the bowl game.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. All right, we got to get a break.
Let me talk about Tin Roof.
Yeah, please do.
Five Man Fan has teamed up with Budweiser, oh, baby, and Tin Roof to be your pregame destination. The Heartland will be broadcasting live from 1 to 3 on September 12th, but the specials will run until game time. Half-price fried pickles, $10 buckets of Bud Light, and drawings for card tickets, plus a complimentary pitcher of Bud Light or Bud Light. To the first 10 people to call in and reserve a table. So all you got to do is call in, reserve a table, and you get a free pitcher of Bud or Bud Light, whatever the hell you want. Call 314-240-5400. John, what is the number? Oh, I got you. Yeah, he's drinking water. Go ahead. We got time. Anyway.
314-240-5400.
I wasn't asking you. 314-240-5400. Tin Roof is 1000 Clark Street. Just walks away from both. Jeez, TJ, I know you have a good memory. John doesn't, so I want to call him out. Anyway, right. You got to give it a call. 314-240-5400. Call and get that. Reserve that pitcher of beer now.
All right. We got to go to break. We'll be back soon. This is The Hardline.